guys, it's your show. We're launching into hour number three of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Going right into the phone call. Stephen in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Yes, I wanted to talk about the Tea Party coming up Sunday. Originally, I've never donated to a presidential campaign in my life.
I haven't
even voted in the last 5 years. And when I heard Alex Jones and Catherine Albrecht on the radio, that was it. November 5th, I donated a couple hundred dollars, and I just put my check in the mail for $2,000.
Wow.
And I think that Ron Paul is a way to get the message of liberty out unlike any time in my life. I'm 45 years old, and Ron Paul woke me up in 1988 when he ran as a libertarian.
Interesting.
And I have never seen anything like this since.
Yeah, it's really unprecedented. I mean, you certainly didn't see anything like it in 1988. It's unbelievably shocking how well the Ron Paul campaign has turned out so far, and it just keeps getting better. I mean, on his website right now, ronpaul2008.com, they've almost reached their $12 million goal for this quarter without even having the December 16th money bomb placed in there.
I mean, and I think most people would have guessed that they weren't going to make that. That $12 million seemed really big
pretty
to
lofty.
Me
mm-hmm.
on October the 1st.
Yes, I've also found that the mainstream talk shows on the radio, every single one I call, they heavily screen it. If you say you are a Ron Paul supporter, you won't get on.
Really?
I'm sure that they're inundated right now. I am sure that there's a lot of people that are trying to get on, and they're not getting very far. I've heard them on the Alan Combs show, which you did say major talk shows.
Combs is a lot more fair than most talk show hosts.
He is.
Mark Levin will screen you. He will. If you get on, you'll hear. You know what you can tell is if you listen close, you'll hear a little bit of the person talking, and then you know if you're kind of paying attention, you can tell that they're cutting off the guy.
Yeah.
Every single Fox News, talk show, you try to get on, they'll cut you right off. I'd like to encourage people to keep trying, though, because you can, once in a while, you can get something through. But
you have to use subterfuge. You know, you have to lie to the call screener about the real reason you're calling.
No, I don't agree with that you have to lie. I tell the truth about what it is that I'm going to talk about. It's just that I'm not going to mention Ron Paul's name.
Right. You spin it into a promotion for Ron Paul when you actually get on the air. That's a good idea.
Right. That's correct, because if you do and they recognize you're a Ron Paul supporter by your speech pattern, by your ideas, by the words you use.
Code words.
Reserve, gold,
liberty.
Taxes.
Gold standard.
Freedom.
Right.
Gold standard. You know, those kind of words.
Freedom, liberty. You know, you don't say those words to the screener. And even be careful when you say them to the show host, because he's going to recognize you're a Ron Paul supporter.
Right, and he's going to be on that 7-second dump button very quickly.
Now, I'm curious. I mean, what is it? How long do these call screening processes go on these other shows? Because here on Free Talk Live, it's pretty basic. It's, you know, your name, where you're calling from, what do you want to talk about. In some cases, you know, if just to screen out the crankers, we do ask for a little more information, but
each individual, some hyper-screen their calls. For example, I can get through to Rush Limbaugh's show consistently. I have the power dialer, and what it does is you just push the button, and it automatically keeps dialing the number over and over and over, and then when you get through, it makes a noise, so you don't have to sit there and hit redial.
Now, the wait time has to be tremendous on that thing, on Rush's show.
No,
right?
Not at all. You'd be surprised how easy it is to get through these talk shows. It's really amazing, but getting through the screener is the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
You have to, how can I say, you have to be clever. You have to listen to the show. You have to see what the other people are talking about. You want to sound like one of the other callers. If they're looking for Hillary supporters, it's hard for me to pretend I'm a Hillary supporter, and I'm not going to do it. But I'm going to, you know, you have to use your brain to the best of your ability to try to think of what you can say and still, you know, you got to get through that screener.
Don't the screeners want to know on these shows, don't they pretty much want to know, like, everything you're going to say, basically?
Some of them do. The usual more popular ones, Sean Hannity, they, you know, they do screen you, but you can get through. But he'll dump you once you mention Ron Paul. I've done it. I've already been on his show.
I'm sure he will.
Each time when Ron Paul was mentioned, he'll say something like Black Hawk helicopters coming, or
what a coward.
We got another conspiracy. You know, things of that nature.
Now,
Mark Levin, same thing. I would get through his show, and when I mentioned Ron Paul's name, yeah, I had somebody listening on the radio, and they said that each time Ron Paul's name was mentioned, they didn't even hear me say it. So
you got jumped out. Yep, that's what happened. These people are such a bunch of cowards. They're so intellectually dishonest, they can't have a real conversation with somebody that actually has a principled opposition to their viewpoint. If it's just Democrats versus Republicans argument, then they can go at it with them. But if you're actually coming from the viewpoint of liberty, they don't want to hear it. They don't want to talk about it.
Don't they want a certain amount of people to disagree to be on the air with them? I mean,
No, I know we do. They want... I don't think so. I think what they want is they want Hillary, and they want the liberals in the conservative argument. That way, it's not really a real argument. And anybody that is informed on the issues knows this.
Well, right. For them, arguing against someone else's brand of statism, a liberal's brand of statism versus their so-called conservative brand of statism, that's not a problem for them because, you know, it's really...
They know those talking points backwards and forwards.
They can handle that, but when you're coming at it from a principled pro-liberty perspective, our position is the right one. Our position is correct, and these guys, they must feel threatened by it.
If your listeners have the ability to get on the Internet, and I hope that a majority of them do...
I would say that's likely.
They have to ask themselves the question, why is it that Ron Paul is so big on the Internet? He's every poll he dominates. YouTube News and Politics, he's top-rated on everything across the board.
Yep.
Blogs, MySpace. Why is it Ron Paul is so big on the Internet, and yet... when it comes to the mainstream media that is controlled by very few people. The mainstream media is owned by very few people. And if you don't kowtow to your boss, you're going to lose your job.
Well, we've got some news that you're going to just love coming up here in a moment. And thank you for the call, Stephen. Appreciate hearing from you. And, of course, getting through on Free Talk Live is no challenge. It's easy. We want you to get on the air. We want you to challenge us. We want to talk to you about what you want. But... those other show hosts, he's absolutely right. Very heavy call screening, very difficult to get through, and who knows what this is going to change, because apparently, according to LouRockwell.com's blog, what would it cost to buy the support of just about every nationally syndicated neocon talk show host in America? About $19.5 billion, which is what Mitt Romney's private equity firm, Bain Capital, and Thomas H. Lee Partners have agreed to pay in a leveraged buyout agreement with Clear Channel Communications, the largest radio owner in the country.
So the agreement is in place now.
That's correct.
As far as it goes, the it's already done, because the last thing you're going to want to do is PO your potential buyer. There's somebody out there with a contract in place. You're not going to go out and say anything wrong against these people.
Certainly not. Clear Channel owns over 1,100 full-power AM, FM, and shortwave radio stations, 12 radio channels on XM satellite radio, and more than 30 television stations in the United States. Premier Radio Networks, which is the largest syndication company in the United States, is a wholly owned...
Rush Limbaugh, Coast to Coast. Can you think of any of the other shows?
Glenn Beck,
yeah.
It's the largest syndicator, is also a wholly owned subsidiary of Clear Channel, and is home to Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, and many others. Sean Hannity, while not owned by Clear Channel, recently signed a large multi-market contract with Clear Channel as well. So, presuming this deal goes through, and there's no reason to say it won't, because Clear Channel's been looking to sell for quite a while at this point, looking to go private, Mitt Romney will be the owner of Clear Channel Communications.
Wow. Free Talk Live? Owned by us.
That's true, but we are on a couple Clear Channel affiliates. I wonder if that'll change. More on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. AdamEve.com features over 18,000 adult entertainment products, toys as low as $6.95, tantalizing lingerie, and over 350 movies, starting at just $4.95. You'll find all the biggest stars like Jenna Jameson, Carmen Luvana, and even Tara Patrick. Imagine all those sensual ideas right at your fingertips. AdamEve.com's 10 million customers swear by our product quality, fast and discreet shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee. Check out AdamEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type TALK for the offer code upon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, we'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with offer code TALK at AdamEve.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas, December 13, 2007, gold, 801 28 ounce gold coins can be purchased for 825 28, 406 75 for half, 203 38 for quarter. That's 825 28, 406 75, and 203 38. For years, Ron Paul has taken the position to uphold constitutional rights. He's been branded by special interest groups as doctrinal, refusing to bend his values. I can only imagine the pressure applied by Congress as he stands alone for these principles. He has given up a medical career for this. Ron Paul is running for president. The ideas of strong currency, ending the war, defending the Constitution, and protecting civil liberties are catching on. As a thank you, GCNLive.com, Midas Resources, and I would like to send you a free copy of the Ron Paul Family Cookbook. Call 800-686-2237 for your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I hope his values are touching your heart as deep as they are mine. That's 800-686-2237. Thanks again for supporting Ron Paul.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. And don't forget, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where the features are completely free. Live streams, broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both for free for you at freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. or call 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
As always, you can bring up anything. Let's go to Julia, though, and a story out of Chicago. Apparently banning foie gras wasn't quite enough. What's the city council up to now?
The city council is poised to send a message to residents. We don't want your clucking chickens.
That's cute.
Coming up for a vote Wednesday is a proposal to ban chickens.
No more clucking chickens.
A former barnyard, what is that word?
Denizen?
I've mm-hmm. never heard of that word.
Denizen is one who dwells,
resides,
one who resides.
Yeah.
That would be a denizen of my house.
Okay.
Yes.
Or keen.
Or keen, yes.
That is pecking its way into cities across the country as a part of a growing organic food trend among young professionals and other urban dwellers. Chicken lovers say the birds make great pets, but don't take up much backyard space and provide tasty, nutritious eggs. Cities including Madison, Wisconsin, and Kent, Washington, have passed ordinances allowing people to keep chicken. In Ann Arbor, Michigan, a councilman says he plans to introduce a resolution to allow hens to be kept for eggs.
Hens. You notice that they discriminate against roosters.
That's not fair.
There's a reason.
Why?
Why?
That little bastard's allowed.
I see.
Now, here's what I am curious about. How do you know, if I keep chickens, how does one know if I keep them for eggs? What if I just say I keep them for eggs, but I really like them because they're cute?
Well, I don't think that I don't think it matters.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think it's good that people should be able to keep chickens for eggs or for whatever reason they want. And it seems ludicrous to me that they designate one type of animal as acceptable. You know, you can have this cat or dog type of livestock, but you can't have the chicken type of livestock.
No, I think if this were an example of, for instance, a neighborhood that had deed restrictions and certain rules and regulations, then it would be okay. But absent any of that, then, yeah, I mean, if you want to keep a tiger in your backyard, you should be able to do that.
I grew up across the street from people that kept tigers.
Really?
I did.
And they didn't escape and gut your father or anything like that?
No.
They
did a very good job of keeping their tigers in cages. We go over and see them every now and then. It's
right.
Really nice.
I mean, that's what you have to be concerned with is, obviously, you want to make sure that you keep your if you have dangerous animals, you need to make sure that you've got them under control, because if they get out, you could be responsible for the actions and damage that they do.
There were cows from down the street that would get out, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Standing on the road and stuff?
Yeah, that's bad news.
So what else, Julia?
The Chicago alderman who proposed a Chicago ban says the chicken lovers forget that the birds attract rodents. This past summer, I started hearing that residents were letting chickens out of their yards and they were leaving poop and mice were feeding off of it.
So wait, nothing else, hold on, nothing else that runs around poops in
mice,
public?
Yeah.
And mice feed on it? I don't know what would attract mice and what wouldn't. I don't have any idea, but so?
I mean, the
food
fact is...
Food in my house attracts
that,
mice.
There's an excellent point.
There are still...
I could leave food on my counter, and that would attract mice.
Well, maybe we need a governmental bureaucracy to come around and check counters.
People's counters.
The pigeons are,
yeah.
The counters are, the mice are, I mean...
Yeah, I can't imagine that the rock dove poos in some way that doesn't cause mice to come around, but chickens do. I could be wrong.
Yeah, there were some mice. I mean, I didn't have any roosters or anything at my old house down in Florida, and the mice seemed to really like to live in my palm fronds out front. The
Did
palm
you
trees.
Have, you had palm, mice there? I don't think I ever saw mice in Florida.
They were up in the maybe they were rats. I don't know, whatever they were.
I didn't see any in or near any residence. Oh, I had a wood pile that had some in there.
They were coming
the
into my house.
Would go and bark at them.
They were coming in my house though, and that's how I found out
that
they were there.
Bad stuff, yeah.
And
palm fronds obviously need to be illegal because we can't have this.
My point being,
rodents?
Though, they were clearly feeding on something that wasn't rooster dung. So these little mice are finding things to eat. Garbage, I'm sure, is something that's pretty popular. And in cities, there certainly are a lot of bins and that sort of thing with rotting garbage around in them. So this is just an absurd excuse.
It's like an open invitation to mice, that rotting garbage.
There are also concerns about parasites the birds might carry and the possibility that they could transmit bird flu.
Bird flu. You know, as soon as you said parasites, I knew the bird flu scare tactic was coming.
It's something we should consider, he said. Many
yes,
neighbors...
we should ban people's ability to own pets that they may love and you know, benefit
right.
from nutritionally because there might be, just maybe, somebody affected with bird flu.
Right. You are allowed to own cats and dogs and some birds, but not
chickens.
Right. If you could catch bird flu from a chicken, why couldn't you catch it from a parrot? Mm. And secondly, bird flu isn't nearly the killer in America that flu is.
Yeah.
If you're going to ban something, ban the dirty, hairless monkeys that run around Chicago. You know, all the people, all the human beings that carry viruses and bacteria that can get me sick. I mean, my God. What kind of politician are you if you're not banning these human beings?
Let's not go too crazy, Mark. Maybe we should talk about something a little more sensible, like mandating that everyone in the city wear those little masks, those little protective masks.
And the paper outfit.
Yeah, you can go that far. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there
rubber
you go.
Gloves. Help.
We've got to keep people safe, Mark.
It's ludicrous.
Many neighbors of chicken keepers aren't happy either. This year, the city received more than 700 complaints about the chickens, though mostly the racket was from roosters.
Yes. Roosters, noisy little guys, I'm afraid.
We don't encourage people to keep roosters because of the noise, says Johannes Paul, one of the founders of Omelet, a British company that sells dome-shaped chicken houses. The chickens will produce eggs more happily without a rooster around anyway.
I would agree with that.
Yeah. It's good to know. They actually have dome-shaped chicken houses. I mean, that's how popular these pets
are. There's obviously a market for chickens.
Certainly.
They're a great pet. They're not bad. They're soothing. I can see why people would want to have chickens.
Can you give us a chicken noise?
Why are you asking me for a chicken noise?
You grew up on the farm.
I'm sorry. No chicken noise for you.
Kim Jackson said her two chickens do a little quiet talking, but that's it.
Mm-hmm.
She said they don't smell, largely because her and her husband regularly clean up after them. But even if they didn't, it's not nearly as bad as a dog as far as how far-reaching the smell will get, she said.
And what is the allegation? I mean, I didn't realize that, and I don't want to be too focused on fecal issues, but the claim is that the mice are eating the dung of the chickens?
I'm sure
that there's like a little bit of corn or something that comes out and they're picking it, or do they mice actually eat waste?
Things eat dung. I mean, they manage to make it. I don't know enough about chicken guano. I don't want to know about chicken guano, but I would imagine there's, if he makes the claim, I wouldn't call him a liar on that. I just don't know anything about it.
800-259-9231. I think that the rooster issue could certainly be handled through a sound complaint. You know, if people were complaining about too much noise being made, then that could certainly be something to be dealt with in arbitration or in the courts or something like that. That would seem reasonable. Apartment owners obviously would ban that sort of thing. We'll come back with more. I want to hear from you at 800-259-9231. Do you support the chicken ban? This is Free Talk Live.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
A face was every face I've ever known. The face was my own face.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines, domestic spying, wiretapping, government chipping, and more.
The enemy of my enemy is my ally.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95.
People should look one another in the eye before they go killing for causes.
That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. Because in this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www. www.outin90.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. We've got a lot of features on the site, and we give them all away, including the bulletin board system with over 300,000 posts, serious issues, and fun stuff. You'll find it all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com, bbs.freetalklive.com.
Movies, lingerie, and marital aids. AdamEve.com has a special offer for you. Go to AdamEve.com/talk and get 50% off one item. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. That's 50% at AdamEve.com /talk. We determined last week that it wasn't a backslash.
That is correct. Whenever you're dealing with an internet address, it's always a forward slash, or you can just call it a slash. That'll be a good way to get away with it. So anyway, that's AdamEve.com/talk for 50% off. 800-259-9231. Strangely, no one called in to defend the chicken ban. I guess people out there think it's okay if people are raising chickens in their house, even in cities like Chicago.
You know, in Sarasota, where we're from, you couldn't have pigs.
Is that true?
That's true.
Really?
Now, what's wrong with a pig?
I've known many people who have owned pigs, and they walk them like dogs, and I've heard they're really smart.
Seriously? You've known a whole lot of people that have owned pigs?
I've known enough people in my life that have had pigs as pets, sure.
Wow.
And I
guess I mean, did you grow up on a farm?
No, definitely not.
Now, that was in the city of, which I believe I lived in and you did not, is that correct?
I never lived in Sarasota city limits.
Okay. Whereas I do know a guy who had in the county limits, he had some hogs, which were, you know, larger and big and black and hairy.
I've always found pigs to be interesting. I've done a little bit of research on them. They are very, very intelligent. And I always kind of liked toying with the idea of owning one, but then I did a little more research and found out those guys get big. I mean, even the potbelly pigs, which are sort of advertised.
Like 200 pounds, right?
Right. They're sort of advertised as smaller
pigs. And all the pictures you ever see of them are when they're young.
When they're small.
Piglets.
Yeah. And then they're just adorable and, you know, so cute and small. But they get up to at least 150 pounds, if not, you know, much more than that.
They can be rather obese.
Yeah, they're just monsters, and I can't even imagine how much they eat. As a result. But, you know, there are big dogs out there that are 150 pounds as well. So if you don't mind having a big old dog, then having a big pig wouldn't be that much.
Yeah,
different.
I wouldn't think that's big of a deal. And you know, as far as the food goes, come on, how much can dog food set you back? A 40-pound bag or whatever? I don't know. I've just got Senior Grouchy Pants, and he gets you know,
your cat
food.
He's a 20-pound cat. That's a big cat.
He consumes it pretty regularly, but I do not consider it in any way, shape, or form a crimp on my lifestyle.
Have you ever considered cutting back? I mean, because he's just your cat. Mark has this flab that sort of flaps around when he walks.
He has his own little man skirt.
Yeah.
No, because Senor doesn't really have anything personality-wise going for him.
No, and he's not really that uniquely cute. He's just a tuxedo cat, so...
Yeah, and he's not nice, he's not cuddly, he's not really anything. What he's got is, damn, that's a big cat. You know, yeah. and
that's his thing.
We've deprived him. I didn't deprive him. He came deprived to me, he was a year old, of, you know, front digits and, you know, testes. So what in the world... I mean, what else can I take from him, right? What he's got in life is dry, crunchy cat food and some catnip now and then. I'm not going to take that away from him.
I got
you. Know, he's happy with his life the way it is. He doesn't have the foreknowledge like you or I would. If we were obese, we'd say, oh, my God, I'm obese. I'm not getting girls. I'm going to die young.
Right.
You know, whatever it is.
He doesn't
By the way,
know.
Being obese did not stop Torgo from getting girls. But, you know, he doesn't have that kind of thought. He doesn't like other animals, doesn't like, you know, doesn't like female cats any more than he likes male cats, so he doesn't feel like he's missing out there. No, he's better off just obese.
That makes sense. He's happy. That's what's important, right? 1-800-259-9231. We go to Max Raskin from LouRockwell.com. Now, Max is a high school student in a government high school in New Jersey. And he's, I think, a little bit of maybe a little higher intelligence than your average government high school student. He writes an essay about a recent policy change at the school. He says, usually when my school foists tyrannical measures onto the student body, a mere we say so will suffice.
Right.
But for once, my principal has made the arduous trek out into the realm of rational discourse, a strange and foreign land to be for a bureaucrat, so that he can lay out the case for compulsory identification. Though a personal attack on the intelligence of Air Principal Schuffer would be more infinitely more entertaining, I was so proud that his page-long letter contained only a few egregious errors that I won't engage in any ad hominems. He obviously put a great deal of time into crafting such ludicrous arguments, so I may as well reciprocate by vitiating every one of them. People will then see that instead of grounding his decision in rational thought and big boy arguments, my principal... Yeah, he's getting owned by a high school student. That's great. My principal has acted as an infant, pining for what he wants with what amounts to emotional conniptions. There is no logic to support his case. Like any despot, his power rests solely on the threat of punishing students who disobey him. The first question usually asked of the student carping about the ID, so again, they're going to mandate that kids have some sort of identification that they're carrying along with them, perhaps around their neck, perhaps in their wallet at all times. The first question usually asked is, well, who cares? The person who asks this question is shifting the burden of proof, but given the sort of brute who would ask this question, such an answer will not do. So I'll put forward the case against compulsory identification. Being labeled with a number is a form of degradation, wherein the individual is relegated to an animal who must summarily submit himself to the will of his authority. His individuality is reduced to 6 digits. Our country was founded on the principle that people should be allowed to live freely, provided they do nothing to harm others. If one believes that public schools have a right to exist, and they don't, this means that students should be allowed to do as they choose, providing they do nothing to harm the rights of other students. So, for instance...
Which is, you know, is a policy that's not only going to... not the way things work, but it's not going
to
work.
I think it's an example. He says, so, for instance, bringing a bullhorn to class is unacceptable, whereas not wearing an ID tag certainly harms no one. And what should get people worried about this measure...
How about coming to school naked?
Is that it is indicative of the direction our country is headed. What sorts of countries have forced people to identify themselves? Totalitarian
Not
ones.
Not good ones, I can tell you that.
The Nazis were meticulous record keepers. They had tabs on every individual in society and thus could carry out their insidious program. We should not forget that the Jews of Germany were forced to identify themselves with papers and an ID tag of sorts. Oh God, surely you're not comparing your situation to those of the Jews of Germany, are you? Well, people always question why the Jews went like sheep to the slaughter. It's because people unfailingly assented to the government and its plans.
Right.
A police...
And if they you know, spoke out and said, I don't want to do this. Somebody said, well, what do you have to worry about? I'm sure that the Jews likened it to the Spanish Inquisition. And people went, oh, my God, I can't believe you're comparing this to the Spanish Inquisition.
Yep. He says a police state doesn't occur overnight, and those objecting to the Nazi Germany analogy need only understand that by the time the situation gets bad enough to actually compare Bush with Hitler accurately, it will be too late. Better we get to work now while we still live in relative freedom. But to further the analogy, what of the students who have Jewish last names? Is that not a form of identifying them as such? And branding people with numbers as a form of dehumanization was a favorite tool at the Nazi death camps. But to further, comparing this move to those of the Nazis is extreme, to say the least. But we have to remember that it's only extreme in degree. The principle employed by both authorities is the same. In order to live in a more secure, virtuous society, we should put our trust in government. And this is why I loathe the ID card so much. They represent a collectivist mentality. These lofty goals of security and efficiency are placed above the rights of the individual. So the case against the ID cards becomes simple. I don't want to wear one, and I shouldn't have
wear
to.
Wear one? Wear it?
Probably around the neck or something like that, I would imagine.
Now, we had a student ID when I was in school, but
we kept it in our wallets.
I never had one. Yeah,
I usually got it.
Yeah, I got it after, you took the pictures, school picture day. It would show up.
It cost, money, and you would get, a discount on the school dances or something like that. It had a purpose.
Well, it was optional. I think it was to show that you could like movie theaters or something.
That kind of thing.
But I didn't. I summarily lost mine. I think every time. So the only time I ever wore a tag on my shirt was when I was in prison.
Well, again, we're all out of government high school, and it continues to get worse year after year. So he says, I don't want to wear one, and I shouldn't have to if it doesn't harm anyone else. And then he proceeds to just destroy the principal's arguments here in moments. We'll talk to you about whatever you want as well. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by Savirest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to Savirest.com and buy a latex mattress today. Savirest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Did you stuff yourself at Thanksgiving? Plan on stuffing yourself the rest of the holiday season? Do some damage control right now with a rapid weight loss system you can fit in between celebrations. Don't let your weight get completely out of control this holiday season. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267. Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is SPYVILLE.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% of the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We only have a few moments remaining. You might be able to slip your call in at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. You like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then go to AMP, the show, at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and we'll use your $3 a month to help get Free Talk Live on more radio stations across the country so more people can be exposed to the message of freedom and liberty. So go to amp.freetalklive.com, learn more about the program there, and you need to know that sound money is under attack. The Liberty Dollar offices were raided by the FBI and Secret Service on November 14th, and all of its precious metals, computers, and records were seized. Your help is urgently needed. Go to libertydollar.org and sign up for their updates and register for the class action lawsuit. Don't let the government steal your money and destroy the Liberty Dollar. That's libertydollar.org. Back to government school. New Jersey student at a government school is just tearing up his principal. They apparently had sent out some sort of paperwork to the parents alerting them that all children at the school will be required to wear identification at all times.
That's just weird.
When on school grounds. I'm going to have to truncate this a little bit because it's a little longer than I thought it was, but you can get the full article at lourockwell.com, and we'll post the link on the BBS later tonight. But he says, as I mentioned earlier, a police state takes time to develop. As this is one of the students writing this, by the way. As the principal notes, wearing the ID cards is simply the next step in the process of making the school a safer place. Now, that presumes that there are going to be more steps after this, right? The first step was for teachers to wear ID. Then they required visitors to buzz in, sign in, and wear a name tag to enter the school.
Jesus, sounds like a prison.
It sure does.
School was like a prison when I was there.
The obvious question is, how will these minor inconveniences deter a person intent on shooting up a school? Either the security threat will be a student, in which case having an ID will actually help him, as he'll have total access to the building, or the threat will be a psychotic adult bent on murder. Do we really think for one second that this sociopath will feel any compunction lying to get into the building, forging a fake ID, or stealing and buying one from a student? His entire...
Or slitting the student's throat.
Sure.
I mean...
Taking a Tommy gun and just walking into the building.
See,
like,
this is the thing. You really put the students in danger with the ID tag.
Yep. Well, you're really just creating obedience. That's what you're really doing. And he says his entire argument is predicated on this one tepid assertion. Quote, this is again a quote from the principal. With all the student and staff wearing IDs, we will know immediately if an unauthorized... And by the way, it was student. He didn't pluralize that as he should have. Wearing IDs, we will know immediately if an unauthorized person is in our school. Well, how is that? If someone sneaks into the building early in the morning with the students, how will the administration know? Are there going to be secret student police going around constantly checking people for IDs?
They're called hall monitors, Ian.
What if
I've never had any hall monitors in high school.
What if
we
a,
did.
Wow, I didn't either. What if a student's ID is covered by his sweatshirt? Will he be tased? The problem is you can never know immediately unless the actions of every student are constantly monitored.
Right, and it takes a little while. Even if somebody says, oh, I see somebody without an ID, I better tell somebody. Then they have to tell them.
Minutes.
And then you come back, they're not there.
What if the unauthorized person lies to get in? It doesn't take a criminal psychologist to know that a bad person will lie to achieve his ends, and merely knowing that a criminal's in the building means nothing. Because response time can't be immediate, there's still going to be a great risk even if you know the person's in the building. So, why not post armed guards in every classroom? But no matter. We have installed security cameras, says the principal.
Right. Now you can videotape the slaughter.
Right. But if I'm not mistaken, were there not security cameras at Columbine? If anything, I would argue those images gave fame to the two deranged students and offer an incentive for future students wanting to become famous on TV. What cameras are effective at is putting the students under the watchful eye of Big Brother. But who cares? Big Brother's just there for our safety, and the videos will never be used for anything except catching the bad guys, right? No tyranny ever proclaims that we want to trespass on your liberty so we can control the citizenry. No, it's always placed put as, you need to give up some of your freedoms to be safe, citizens. We can make you safe. Is that not worth the minor inconvenience of cameras everywhere? And we swear we won't abuse our power. The bottom line is these ID cards will do nothing to prevent any terrorism or lone gunman scenarios. If anything, they could help identify students as possible shooters and give student shooters the all-access pass they need. Far from making the school safer, these IDs actually detract from the security of the building. But the final argument that he makes is that college students, vocational school students, and presumably our parents are forced to wear ID tags in the real world. But no parent or college student is forced to attend his job or school. Unlike the government, businesses and colleges have the right to compel people to follow, to compel people to follow their rules. As private property owners, they have the right to make whatever silly rules they want. But do not mistake the public school system for a private institution because its patrons are coerced through compulsory attendance laws and its profits extorted through taxation. As long as the public school system exists, it must follow different rules than a private institution. We ought to err on the side of more freedom and not less, as students and parents are thrust into this arena with no choice. We must recognize it's the student who is the victim, and he should not be aggressed against any further. If a private school wants to have ID tags, I have no objection. If they want to make the wearing of pink leotards compulsory, those committed to the idea of private property must not object. A person can choose not to attend private school. They have competition. A person must attend public school. His money has been stolen for this purpose, and he is thus coerced into doing so. But am I going to do anything about it? Practical civil disobedience? Of course not. As I mentioned earlier, I simply wanted to point out that this decision stands purely on brute force. It's immoral and unconscionable. And as George Washington so forcefully asserted, government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. He goes on to say that I don't advocate breaking the law. My retort to Thoreau's, under a government which imprisons any unjustly, the true place for a just man is also a prison. Is that one cannot do much for liberty stuck in a cell with a 300-pound felon who goes by the name Alice. That said, though, Max, you're not going to get thrown into a prison cell for not wearing your ID at school. They're just going to suspend you or something like that. And I absolutely am in favor of civil disobedience and violating bad laws. I think that it is mandatory, as someone who cares about liberty, that bad laws should be disobeyed. But let's go to the phones and see what you think. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Let's talk to Tim in Monterey, listening on KSCO. Hello, Tim. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I hung in there. You guys went through a lot of subjects before I got to you. But actually, the first thing I called was about chickens.
Do tell.
Well, I've raised chickens in my backyard, and what they're really attracted to is not the feces of chickens, as you stated,
the mice.
but the grain that you feed the chickens.
Ah, okay.
Oh, they're all over that, man. They're like eating that stuff, and it's totally normal that they'd want to eat grain like anybody else. We're all grain eaters, right?
Sure. So in a situation like in Chicago, these people are probably feeding their chickens indoors, don't you think?
Well, probably, or I've seen them just any place you put them. The best thing for them is a .22. Get out there and you like take pot shots out at the rats when they come out after the chicken feed. Yeah,
I don't think that's going to pass too much muster in Chicago, but I don't like that. I get your point.
Probably not, but that's what they're eating anyway. The second thing that I wanted to mention, if I may, I think you guys have some really compelling points about totalitarianism, and really, I think probably the best book that I've ever written on it was the book called Totalitarianism by Hannah Arendt. It was right after World War II, and she talked about not only the Stalinists, but the fascists and the Nazis.
Hmm.
And one of the first opening line of the book is, what normal people don't realize that is anything is possible.
Yeah, even here. I mean, a lot of Americans sort of have blinders on, and they say, well, it can't happen here. Well, yes, it can, and it is happening here, and the principles are the same. It doesn't matter what country it happens in. The principles of totalitarian dictatorships and, you know, rule over others by force are always the same, no matter what year or what country you live in.
Exactly. Just because you're born on American soil doesn't mean you're inherently good.
That much is the case, especially just because you run for office in America certainly doesn't mean that you're good. In fact, I'd say odds are it means you're a bad guy and you're someone in search of power and should be distrusted and suspected.
Yeah, so we just have to watch out and keep our watch each other's back and take care of our chickens and
Great call, Tim. Thanks for making it, dude. 800-259-9231. Just enough time for Kyle in Ohio. Kyle, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Kyle.
I got a quick story. I know we're running out of time here. I go to a high school just south of Cleveland in Strongsville in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess there's a teacher, he was actually one of my economics teachers last year, who was charged with a statutory rape charge of a 16-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, they put him on suspension today, and he's out, and it's basically come down to there's been an investigation, and the guy is, I mean, everything's been proven. They basically have all the evidence to put him where everybody said that he's been, and having done everything that everybody said that he's done. And, I mean, I think he's married with, like, three kids, and his wife's filing for divorce, and he's getting fired, and he's going for jail time.
You know, it may have been a mistake. He may have, it certainly probably wasn't the smartest thing for the guy to do, but putting him in a jail cell is not going to improve his life and improve his relations with his child or his wife in any way, help this guy out. And again, the statutory rape charge acts as though 16-year-old girls can't make decisions sexually, and Julia, you can, I'm sure,
yes, they
counter
can.
That. More on the way tomorrow night. Thanks for the call, Kyle. We'll see you then. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Can you hear that? It's the Federal Reserve stealing your savings. It's time for you to inflation-proof your money. Get America's second most popular currency, the Liberty Dollar, 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's been America's inflation-proof currency since 1998. Use the Liberty Dollar to make money, do good, and have fun. Get it at a discount and use it at a profit. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's a